God picked, right? In 1 Corinthians 1:26, it talks about how God uses unlikely people also, all right, and unlikely things to do his work. It says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world, the despised things of the world, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, right? It's all about what God can do in our lives through Christ, right? That's what it's about. If you feel like you, if you're one of the wise people, the scholars, the doctors, the kids with wisdom beyond their years, I hope you're using those gifts, right, to build up God's church, right? If you feel like you're not one of those people, you know, I pray you're using the gifts that you have, right, because you have some, right? And it might not look the same, right? It might be your ability to serve, to love, give, right? Volunteer to help out around here, right? Building relationships. If you're older, mentoring younger people, right? There's a variety of things we can do. Encouraging people in fellowship. There's a ton of things we can do, right? And if we're not living that out, I don't think we've really understood the message, okay? Oftentimes, I can feel like I'm not always worth dying for, right? Because of the stuff I just said, you know, being a below average, sinful person, ordinary, right? I'm not often, you know, the best example of what a disciple is supposed to look like all the time. But Jesus still died for me, right? In Romans 5:8, again, it says that Christ died for us while we were still sinners, right? Not once we had figured everything out, and certainly not once we were perfect, right? So that, the message of communion is about an extraordinary man dying for a bunch of ordinary ones, ordinary men and women at best, right? Jesus was the extraordinary, right? Extraordinary is not required of us, thank goodness. Right. What is required is to respond to that message, the gift we've been given, and that sacrifice by Jesus, right, and to be able to use it for him. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for this church. Thank you for not requiring us to be extraordinary, but just to pursue you wholeheartedly. Thank you for giving us so much more than we deserve. Thank you for dying for us without being perfect or even worthy a lot of times. God, I pray that we can use what we've been given to serve you in whatever capacity that may be. God, I love you. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.